The following original talk show is rated S. Secession content may be upsetting to listeners who chant
USA! USA!
After the New England Patriots score a touchdown, Regal Cinema moviegoer's discretion is advised.
Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters, the very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. Have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged. And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
Well, you know what that music means. You know what that intro means. Welcome to the Mark Crislin's show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio, indeed, the way it should be. We're live. That means you can call anytime you'd like at 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. And indeed, even though people are so inured, so hopelessly dependent on the status quo approach, even to healthcare, today we're going to help people unplug from conventional wisdom. We're gonna help them unplug the conventional wisdom healthcare matrix cable from the back of their head. And that's what we're all about here on the Mark Crislin Show. We are trying to be disruptive to the status quo. We are trying to be disruptive to an antiquated system. This is a popular business concept. Disruption is good. And boy, howdy, do we need it. My website is markcreslins.com. You can email me through that website anytime you'd like at mark@markcreslins.com. You can go over to my Facebook page, Facebook.com/The Mark Crislin Show. And while you're there, please do not forget to like the show. Or like the page, I'm sorry, and you can follow me over at Twitter at Mark Crislin's. Well, as you know, we play that Matrix clip at the beginning of every show, because even though indeed people are hopelessly inured and they are dependent on the status quo system, it is important that we expand their thinking. It's important that we be disruptive even to a system that we've become, in many cases, indeed hopelessly inured with, status quo healthcare. And to help me in this conversation, I'm bringing on a friend who I met a few years ago. His name is Dr. Keith Smith. He is a board-certified anesthesiologist. He's graduated from the University of Oklahoma College of Medicine. He's appeared on Fox News, CNBC, Reason TV, Fox and Friends, Bill O'Reilly, and he's testified before Congress. And he publishes a regular video blog over at his website, Surgery Center OK. Dr. Smith, welcome to the Mark Crislin Show. Glad you're here.
Mark, thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to have a free-ranging and wild discussion here, Dr. Smith, because I think what you're doing over there at the Surgery Center, Oklahoma, is kind of remarkable. You are disruptive indeed, and I think right now in many areas of the status quo systems that we are confronted here with in the 21st century, there needs to be disruption. You are you are the owner, correct, of the Surgery Center of Oklahoma?
Well, I'm co-founder.
Okay.
The facility has about a little over 40 partners. There are over 60 surgeons who work here.
Okay.
I'm one of the co-founders, but there are many owners here.
Got it. Okay. Well, you're really rattling some cages with your approach to healthcare delivery. And in fact, you've gone so far as to post your prices online for the world to see. And it's your contention that by doing this, people will actually save money. And I got to ask you this question. In the day of high deductibles for even standard health insurance nowadays, you're making the claim that it's actually cheaper to use your surgery center than going to the traditional hospital. Why is that?
Well, there are a lot of reasons. You know, I've spoken to people recently. There are two types of buyers in the healthcare industry. There are the people who care what it costs, and then there are those who don't. Mm-hmm. And if you ask the average person, you know, how much was your gallbladder surgery, they'll tell you, well, I paid my $500 deductible plus 20% of the balance. They don't know.
Right.
And that's, of course, part of the problem. The price gougers out there, the typical so-called not-for-profit hospital, if they think that the buyer doesn't care, then, you know, lo and behold, miraculously, they're going to charge an arm and a leg, and they're going to get away with it most of the time. So there are people out there, though, who care what healthcare costs, and they know that a gallbladder surgery is $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, not uncommonly. Right. And so they're shocked when they see our fee is $5,865. Hmm. You know, and the government never gets anything right, which is the good news. And in their effort to completely take over healthcare, they've granted this huge deductible favor to their pals in the insurance industry. So, you know, now we have all these consumers in the marketplace who have $6,000, $7,000, and $8,000 deductibles. And they can actually buy a gallbladder surgery at my facility for cheaper than they can meet their deductible and pay their copay. So, you know, for many people, they're discovering that they can actually buy the entire surgery for cheaper than they would get it if they actually used their so-called insurance benefit.
You know, I got to be honest with you, it's kind of odd to hear you say, use the term buy a operation, because that is not typically how we think about healthcare, but yet you're kind of driving that kind of thinking about healthcare, aren't you?
Well, the whole idea that the free market and its principles and discipline do not apply to healthcare is ridiculous. I mean, you can either act in a way that is consistent with the harmony and natural law of the market, or you can fight it. And if you try to get in that waveform where you're consistent with the marketplace, then you enjoy all of its benefits. Mm-hmm. If you fight it all the time, all you get are its consequences. So you know, we see all of these market distortions in healthcare, all of which are created by government and the favors they've passed out to their crony pals. And the result is exactly what you would think. It's a market disturbance that's, you know, spotty quality, outrageous price gouging prices. And when people realize that, you know, if we just take 10 steps back and think, you know, the market and its discipline and principles do apply to healthcare, then you'll see exactly what you see in markets like plastic surgery and LASIK surgery, where prices are not just low, but they're falling, while simultaneously quality is soaring. And that's what we're seeing in the space, the free market medical space that we are continuing to help carve out and encourage other people to copy us. The prices are falling, and we would argue the quality is going up at the same time.
Well, you know, you raise a couple of really good points. You know, the insurance industry and the government bureaucrats have done an incredible job of shielding themselves from any guilt associated with where we are in healthcare here in the country. And often we hear complaints about, well, the doctors are charging this much because they want to get rich. And who is that? You know, so all the blame has been shifted onto you guys who are providing the care, all the while they're really are these little corrupt forces out there, aren't there? And some of this goes all the way back to the Health Maintenance Organization Act of 1973, when people began to be trained that healthcare really only cost a $10 copay, and that's all you ever had to pay, and go get as much as you want. And of course, what do you end up with? Overutilization and people going to urgent care centers or emergency rooms for earaches. And so, but who's hid themselves from all that? And in a way, Dr. Smith, who's really really benefiting off of this. It's not the physicians, is it? I mean, obviously, you guys are well-trained, and you deserve all the income that you earn from being going through the grueling process that you all have to go through. But there's not just the physicians that are making a living off of this, is it? There's other players out there, isn't there?
Well, yeah, and there are unethical players that are physicians in the industry. But by far, they're outnumbered by all the other players in the industry. If you look at physician pay over the last three decades, it's pretty flat. If you look at the pay of hospital administrators and the number of hospital administrators in the industry, it's just off the charts. It's hyperbolic.
Jeez.
You have these hospitals that have just become experts at the poor mouthing propaganda game. You know, every hospital will tell you they're going broke. And there are some rural hospitals that are having trouble, but the reason they're having trouble is the predator is this big city monster empire building price gouging hospital that comes into the small town, buys up all of the primary care doctor's practices, chokes off referrals to that rural hospital, and then makes them surrender to a price that eventually sounds agreeable. So, yeah, there are hospitals that are struggling out there, but it's only because Leviathan hospitals are constantly trying to increase their market share using any means necessary. And all these hospitals claim they're going broke. There's an emergency room in front of every one of them, and every one of them has got a crane building onto it. And so,
that's so true.
You know, that hospitals say, you know, you pay us at Medicaid rates and we go broke. Yet the American Hospital Association is the biggest force behind expanding Medicaid. So there are many obvious inconsistencies out there. You can look around and see, you know, big hospitals that are always building on. They're buying physician practices. They're buying out competitors. They're buying billboards, television ads, even during the Super Bowl. They're just loaded with money. But they've become experts at this poor-mouthing propaganda game. And, it's primarily the insurance industry and the big hospitals and big pharma. They are making out like bandits. The electronic medical record scam. You know, Newt Gingrich was the big proponent and lobbyist for that industry, and they have become just incredibly. How would you like to sell a product or service, the purchase of which was mandatory? Do you think you could make money on that scam? And that's exactly what electronic medical records is. So there are a lot of people making money, and physicians make a good living, but the folks that are getting just stinking rich, who, by the way, provide little or no value in return. Right. They're not the physicians by and large.